Massachusetts will be under stricter coronavirus restrictions beginning Friday when a new mandatory mask advisory, curfew, and gathering limit go into effect. From member station GBH in Boston, Mike Dean has more.
The new stay-at-home advisory between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. and 10-person indoor gathering limit will be the closest Massachusetts has come to a full lockdown since the spring. Republican Governor Charlie Baker has ordered that all residents over the age of 5 wear face coverings when in public.
Do I expect everybody to follow these rules? No. But if there's one thing I've learned since the beginning of this, it's a vast majority of people in Massachusetts are rule followers, and if you give them rules and guidance, they will do it.
The state's positive coronavirus test rates have been rising, which Baker attributes to house parties and other indoor gatherings. For NPR News, I'm Mike Dean in Boston.
With maximum sustained winds of 110 miles an hour, Eta, a new hurricane, is gaining power and headed for Central America. The vulnerable region is bracing for massive flooding and mudslides. Right now, forecasters expected to make landfall in Nicaragua. Royal Caribbean Group has announced all of its cruises are off through the end of the year due to the pandemic. This after a no-sail order issued in March expired over the weekend. The company reported a $1 billion quarterly loss. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
It's All Things Considered on CPR News. Good evening. I'm Joanne Allen. Coming up, former gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams on protecting the vote in Georgia. Then a federal judge in Texas dismissed a lawsuit by Republicans wanting to throw out more than 100,000 votes in Harris County, home to Houston. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. Also coming up, Coloradans are preparing for an election like no other in recent memory. Federal agents are monitoring threats from hostile foreign governments, while local authorities are setting up command centers.
We will not let you destroy our property. We will not let you block our roads. Two things. We need to have a peaceful election, and we need to have a peaceful, orderly transition of power, and we need to make sure that those things occur. That's what America is about.
How Colorado is getting ready for election unrest in 10 minutes on All Things Considered on CPR News.